The best mix, 98.3 The Coast with Chicago right there. It's Look Away. I'm Zach East, and it's time for Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today's National Hot Sauce Day. It's a good day to spice things up. Just reading that sentence made my mouth water. Gosh. Can you guess the booziest city in the country? If you said Reno, you would be right. The biggest little city was number one on Men's Health's list of 100 booziest cities in the U.S. The editors analyzed a number of factors, from percentage of excessive drinking reports to DUI-related fatalities to percentage of underage drinking. The top 10 include Charleston, South Carolina, Washington, D.C., Toledo, Ohio, Portland, Maine, Madison, Wisconsin, Fargo, North Dakota, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Billings, Montana, at number 2, Denver, Colorado, and again at number 1, Reno. Speaking of booze, you might not be traveling right now, but you can get on board with the American Airlines Wine Club. Yeah, the airline is offering its in-flight wines to consumers via the Wine Club, saying each year a dedicated team of wine experts carefully reviews nearly 2,000 bottles to select those that will join the award-winning American Airlines wine program. For the first time ever, travel and wine enthusiasts can enjoy these premium wines by having them delivered straight to their door with American's new flagship Cellars at Home wine experience. You'll get 3 bottles a month that you can choose or have a sommelier choose for you for $100. This is a question for all of you working from home. Are you happy being at home or missing the office? According to a new YouGov poll, home is where the heart and home office is. A whopping 80% of respondents said they enjoyed working from home, and 86% who are working from home who weren't before the pandemic said they would like to keep working from home, at least some or most of the time. Only 5% of those surveyed said they want to be back in a physical workplace full-time after the pandemic. Speaking of working from home, apparently there is now a wristband that lets your boss know how you're feeling. No joke. The bracelet, called a mood beam, is designed to allow remote workers to let their bosses know their emotional state. The wristband, which links to an app on your phone, has 2 buttons, one yellow, one blue. Apparently you press the yellow one if you're happy, the blue one if you're sad. And with online dating pretty much the norm these days, there isn't much talk of people being set up on blind dates anymore, but it still happens, and even at our highest levels of government. According to a 2020 survey by datingadvice.com, 43% of Americans said they've been on at least one blind date, and that includes President Joe Biden and VP Kamala Harris having been on blind dates in their past. And that is Coffee Talk for today. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.